So I check my bag into the flight. I'm really hungry at this point. The only place to eat near my gate, though, is a Wolfgang Puck's. If you don't know, Wolfgang Puck is considered one of the world's greatest chefs. And if you don't agree with that, I think we can all agree that Wolfgang Puck is one of the world's greatest names. It's like, what's your name, Wolf? No, that's just the first part of my first name. What's the second part? It's gang. Okay, sir, just tell me what to do. But this restaurant had a weird name because it was a Wolfgang Puck's Express. I didn't know that you could make fine food in a hurry. And you can't. Because right on the menu, there was a label that said, warning, consumption of undercooked meat causes foodborne illness. And I was like, yeah, I know that. Why is that on the menu? And I looked it up. It's there because Wolfgang Puck, the man, the myth, has food poisoned so many people that I guess his staff was just like, we're tired of all these customers just coming in and asking, why do I feel like I just ate out of the garbage can at a hospital? And I suppose Wolfgang was like, well, can we just list illness as an ingredient? It's not really the change to the menu that I feel they should have made, you know? I feel like they should change the name, right? Maybe this shouldn't be a Wolfgang Puck's Express. Maybe it should be a Wolfgang Puck's just taking his time with it. All the steps involved in cooking. Wolfgang's doing them. Why? Why is he so focused on cooking things real thoroughly? Well, it's because in 2007, Wolfgang catered a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition party that Beyonce was at and served food with Hep A in it. Yeah, that's just a real part of the Wolfgang legacy. And you would think that if you served one of the most beloved women in the world an appetizer with a disease in it, that would, like, affect your reputation as a chef. But that's what you can't understand if you're not a man, which is that for us men, it's very, very hard for us to ruin our careers. Some of us are trying real, real hard.